Well, emergency services say a scrap metal fire in South Auckland that's been burning for around 30 hours should be out within the next hour and a half. Three fire crews are still at the scene of the blaze, which prompted an emergency alert yesterday due to toxic smoke. It is the ninth fire at the yard, and that, of course, has raised questions over whether regulations for scrap metal yards are fit for purpose. For more on that, I'm joined by Mervyn Chetty, Auckland Council's General Manager of Licensing and Regulatory Compliance. Kia ora, good morning, Mervyn.
Good morning, Ingrid.
What are the safety and environmental regulations governing sites like this one?
Well, scrapyards generally play an important purpose in Auckland's economy, but owners must take the responsibility seriously around stockpiling and managing material. We manage the compliance on the site, Ingrid, and Auckland Council issues consents to authorise the use of the land and discharge of contaminants to land and water or air, subject to compliance with certain conditions. These conditions are generally when the site is operating under normal conditions, obviously wood fires, that's a abnormal condition. And the expectation is that the site will conduct its activities in a manner that does not lead to any abnormal operating conditions.
Okay, so has the owner of the site been doing that? Has the site been checked to see if they are operating it responsibly?
Yeah, the site has an environmental management plan that sets out procedures there to avoid and mitigate environmental risks. They also, have treatment devices that are installed and operate to ensure discharges from the activity are at an acceptable level. We monitor the site on a regular basis. We get reports from the company in terms of testing results, maintenance updates, and improvement works undertaken. So we visit the site regularly, and it's considered to be a high-risk site in Auckland.
A high-risk site. Yeah. Is that just because of the nature of what they do there?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the nature of the work is high risk, and it needs consent from council.
Nine fires, though, it doesn't sound like those regulations and the checks are working.
Yeah. We're obviously concerned of the fires that we are aware of in 2017, 2018, and the current fire, Ingrid. The number of fires reported by FENZ is even more concerning. And we will be working closely with agencies such as Fire and Emergency and WorkSafe to understand the cause of the fire, to review the company's systems and processes, and to take action if needed. Clearly, the number of incidents reported by FENZ is of significant concern and unacceptable.
Do other scrapyards catch fire as often as this one does?
I don't have that information at hand.
Because I imagine there are other scrapyards who would be similarly high risk and working under the same regulations.
Yeah.
And it doesn't sound like they do catch fire as often as this one.
Yeah, it's understanding, working with other partner agencies, the cause of this latest fire and see what action, if needed, needs to be taken, which could be some form of sanction and improvement to the operating conditions and changes to consent conditions as well.
Have they been sanctioned before?
They've not been sanctioned before, but following the previous incidents, council has worked with them to improve the on-site practices and getting the relevant permits and authorizations or updating it. And so this will obviously need to be reviewed after the latest incident.
I mean, how many chances do they get? Because it sounds like, you're trying to keep a close eye on them, you're visiting the site, there are regulations, there's a mitigation plan, et cetera, and none of it seems to be working. When did the consequences kick in?
I think we will work out with our partner agencies and understand exactly the underlying cause of this fire, Ingrid, and see whether there's any other systemic issues associated with the previous fires, and then jointly we will make some decisions.
Mervyn Chetty, thank you very much for your time this morning. That's Mervyn Chetty, Auckland Council's General Manager of Licensing and Regulatory Compliance, just talking there about what's gone on with the scrap metal fire in South Auckland.